And we invite you to stay tuned now for an encore presentation of Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. It originally aired on August 22nd of this year. Among the guests on today's show will be Dane Wigington, who will talk with Carl and Linda on geoengineering and his fight to get accurate portrayal of the geoengineering threat in the media. That's all coming up on this encore presentation of Free Fire Radio here at Community Talk Radio for the North State, KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It is 5 minutes and 45 seconds after the hour, 7 o'clock here on the 22nd of August. Good morning, Monday, 530-605-4567. If you want to give us a call this morning, just say good morning. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning there, Bad Bob.
And good morning to you.
How was your weekend?
It was quite nice. Friday went out on the special needs kayak tour on beautiful Whiskeytown Lake, enjoying the scenery. And it was very placid and peaceful, and cut down a couple of rope swings.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's part of teenage life,
yes,
and all
we
that.
Saw some of those.
Yeah. The trouble is, though, if you take a good look at the tree, that's not an ideal situation. And somebody's having a good time, and about 3 tons of tree lands on them. Then when it pulls out of the bank, that's a bad scene. So they cut, and it's a liability for the lake. So they are removed whenever they're found.
Okay.
Any
really?
Of them?
Did you know that?
Rope swings? Yeah, they are not allowed on Whiskeytown Lake. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
We saw two or three the other day.
It is a liability.
You didn't cut my swing count, did you?
We were kayaking. We saw three rope swings. We did. And a couple of them were, it was just fun to see, women my age out there, kayaking, jumping up on the swing and flipping out. It was like fabulous. Anyway, we went out on Saturday to Whiskeytown on a party barge. And that was really phenomenal. We thought, oh, it's going to be so hot. And, anyway, we found a cove, a group of people. It was like adult children.
Bites in the water.
Flipping in the water, and it was fun. It's currently 66 degrees. Today we're going to have about 98 will be our highs, mostly clear tonight with our temperatures around 64. Tuesday calls for a high of 97. Tuesday night calls for a low of 65. And Wednesday calls for a high of 99. Weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where it's cool to be a Shasta Gas customer, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793. What do we have lined up today?
Well, we have Kim Niemeyer is going to be coming in and talking to us about, not just parks and recreation, but she's going to talk about the slide of the city. And that's going to be taking place here next month. I know. Right down Placer Street, past our house.
Oh, the slide is
going to
happen?
Back.
Oh.
It's back. And this time the city's putting it on.
Okay.
And it's amazing to hear everything that's going on with it. But I saw the video trailer for it. And they set up this, it's pretty cool, really. And it was showing it, I think, in San Antonio or something like that. But here on Placer Street, you're going to be able to get some speed up heading down that hill when you hit the pool. And I was thinking maybe we ought to, put like a landing spot in our yard, since it's going to be kind of ending toward our place, is that we put kind of a landing spot in case anybody launches off there. I'm sure they won't. It's all safe.
Well, we were told last night. We tried to be neighborly last night. We extended ourselves because we have great neighbors. And it just takes, I talk about it all the time in the air, it's about doing it. So, we invited them over for a glass of wine and just got caught up. And one time they told us, because we've been in this house now for 9 years, 10 years. And they said at one time there used to be a farmer's market fair that would happen on Chestnut Street. And things have changed so much.
Wow.
And then they talked about the slide. I didn't know about the slide until last night. And then you talking about
it. I saw something, someplace. And then I was talking to Judy Maxwell, and she's involved with it. And so that's how I got a hold of Kim. And Kim's going to be here today at 7:30 talking about it. Then Dane Wigington at 8 o'clock is in a locked battle with the media here in Northern California, mainly the
Isn't
record searchlight.
Chemtrail guy?
Chemtrails.
Yeah.
But geoengineering. But he's into the battle with the record searchlight and Channel 7, saying that they're not covering these things. And that there was 800 people down at the Cascade Theater at a big for a movie and talks afterwards, and nobody covered it. Mm. So and I've read the stuff going back and forth between Channel 7 and him, and the Record Searchlight and him and his group, and it's essentially is one of disbelief from the media and saying, hey, look, we're not going to spend time on this because we don't believe it's true. Nobody's ever said it's true. Well, that just fairly enraged everybody. So I'm going to give a chance to come on today and talk about it and what this whole thing is in the geoengineering, or we're going to give them a chance. Okay.
Absolutely.
So
there's three sides to every story.
Right.
Hey, should we go to the phone?
And speaking of the third side, here's Henry. Henry, good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, good morning. How are you?
Good.
Hey, I wanted to talk to you about something that happened last Friday on the radio. Now, I know that you and I have never gone to a sleazy bar in a foreign country and got drunk.
No.
Now, I know some folks that did, but there was a thing called, I think the Marines called it R&R. We called it I&I. And anyway, I thought that maybe sometime when you had a love affair with a couch, you might want to explain to Linda what that was all about.
I could do that. I'm laying there someday. I'll talk to her.
What does that have to do with Friday?
Well, Friday, because we were talking about going to bars and.
Well,
you know,
that was that swimmer that.
Ryan Lockie.
Oh, yeah.
Went out
and the
got
saga,
hammered.
The saga continues.
Again, it's still going on. I'm tired of this.
Saga.
I'm tired of Ryan Lockie. And the fact is.
And besides, when you're on R&R, what in the world do you do besides go to a. Bar
and drink. That's right. And anybody. Yeah, I tell you what. This
you
is what I look
up,
like.
You don't rip up.
If somebody sticks a gun in my face and says, "I want your money," that to me is a robbery. Okay. I don't care. If the fact is that they may have damaged a door, and they said, "Okay, you're gonna have to pay for it." But
well, how much does the door cost?
Well, whatever it costs, it cost that one guy $10,800 to get out of the country. That's how much a door cost.
Anyway, I thought that was kind of amusing. That came up.
Yeah, I saw a cartoon that said showed a bunch of swimmers beating up Lockie, and they could just endorsement. It says endorsement money leaving, and they were over there kicking him. So anyway, thanks a lot, Henry. You know what?
Oh.
Bad Bob has been out in.
I couldn't.
Bad Bob, you've been to the Philippines, right?
Oh yeah.
Bad Bob, you've been on a Longapo.
Yeah.
Have you been out into the barrio when
you
were in
the started, Henry?
Yes. At the time, I was known to go visit Subic City.
Subic City, too. Ooh. The further you got away from Longapo, the worse it got.
The more Wild West it took on.
The more Wild West it took on. It did. And for all our sailors and Marines and soldiers who were in the Philippines at any one time, San Miguel for Nicola Beer, Nicola Cup. There would be parties going on there down at the clubs. A nickel a cup. And then you get into the carrier quals. Well, you ask yourself, what's a carrier qual? That's when you put a bunch of tables together, and then you get the aviators who will then race at top speed and leap in the air and slide on the tables. And they'll tie towels down right at the end. They'll tie three towels down on the end of the table like a rope. And they've got to catch them with their toes before they go over. Now, the more you drink, the more fun it became. Because everybody's – and then if it was like bad weather, as they came running to jump onto the table, you'd throw beer on them. And it'd be throwing beer on the table and beer on them, and they'd come sliding. If you miss, you go right off the end of the table. Now, the best is when you got to the point where it was – you're coming in on instruments. So they'd blindfold somebody who'd take off running as fast as he could, and people would be going, you know, the guy behind me going, left, left, right, 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 leap. He'd leap in the air, and you just kind of hoped, you know, that they'd have you land on the table, go sliding sideways down, people throwing beer on you, pitchers of beer. It was great.
And the reason you had this kind of energy this morning is because you had a great night's sleep.
In my sleep number bed. You know what? And there I was, dreaming of doing carrier quals in the QB Point O Club.
Well, my sleep number setting is 40, and I'm staying there for a while because, you know, we had an active weekend, and it was hot, and, you know, just from the lake and from singing and entertaining, just, you know, lots of activity going on. Great to come home, have a very good night's sleep. Of course, we've been watching 2 weeks of Olympics, staying up late, later than usual, loving it, and then coming to bed, but getting a good night's sleep.
You know, it's a perfect bed for couples because my sleep number setting is 60. So my sleep number side of the bed is firmer than
that. You
Linda's.
Can't control me.
And I can't control you then. That's right. Or you
can't control
me.
You.
But what this does, it gives you an ability to sleep. And then you have, of course, then with Sleep IQ technology that you can have included in the bed, in the purchase of the bed or add later on, it gives you ideas about how to sleep better. You know, it could be turn off the TV earlier, change your bed settings, whatever. And it goes by the way you sleep at night. But right now, you can get a great deal on your integrated sleep number, Sleep IQ. And now is the biggest sale of the year. All beds are on sale, and you can save 50%. That's right, 50% on the Labor Day Limited Edition bed. You're only going to find Sleep Number at a Sleep Number store, and that's in the Target Shopping Center. Go on over there and see Brian Janis or any of the pros there, because I promise you, you'll never sleep better. Made in America, it was rated number one by Consumer Reports last year. And there'll be no reason it's not rated number one again. It is just an outstanding way to sleep. All right, we'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bach, KCNR 1460 at 17 minutes after the hour 7 at 66, going up to 98 today. Probably need to wear a scarf today. We'll be right back.
On Saturday, September 10th, bring your family to the fair, the annual Orchard Nutrition Center Health Fair.
Hi, my name is Chad David here at Orchard Nutrition Center. We've been holding our annual health fair for several years now. Our goal is to show the community what's out there for organic, GMO-free, natural. Show what vendors are actually local to Shasta County, Trinity County.
You'll have an opportunity to sample some of the Orchard Nutrition Center products and talk directly to vendors. Enjoy great food from the barbecue, including chicken and sausage from Smart Chicken, beef from Hat Creek Grown, and the always delicious Orchard Pizza. Entertainment from blues guitar singer Jimmy Limo, and plenty of fun for the kids, including a reptile party, raffles, and much more. The annual Orchard Nutrition Center Health Fair, Saturday, September 10th, at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Reading. For more information, visit them on Facebook or online at orchardnutrition.com. Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Obtaining a home loan is easier than ever with me, John Whitmarsh from Access Mortgage. We know how to say approved. I promise to make your home purchase or refinance a smooth experience. So call me today at 945-9660. Let's get you into your dream home.
Access Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 1096314.
Remember your past by celebrating it today. The Reading Rancheria Stillwater Powwow 2016, September 30th through October 2nd at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Celebrate with beautiful dancers, powerful drummers, and the history of our people and land. Proudly sponsored by Reading Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino. The Reading Rancheria Stillwater Powwow 2016, September 30th through October 2nd at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Brought to you by this station and other great sponsors. For information, call 225-8979 extension 1111 or visit stillwaterpowwow.com.
It's buzzing with bees. in Palo Cedro for the 36th annual Honey Bee Festival. Next weekend in Palo Cedro at Bishop Quinn Catholic Center. It's a family-friendly event featuring local entertainment, a vintage tractor parade, the American Honey Queen, local beekeepers, the famous live bee beard, a kids' fun center, face painting, pony rides, pancake breakfast will be held both mornings from 8 to 10:30 a.m., and tons of other family events. Over 90 vendors featuring food, arts, and crafts. Don't miss the Honey Bee Festival next weekend in Palo Cedro at the Bishop Quinn Catholic Center. For more information, go to PaloCedroHoneyBeeFestival.com or call 941-1558 for details. Don't miss the buzz. That's next weekend, September 10th and 11th. The family fun starts at 8 a.m.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore with the NorCal Sports Hour. Tune in every Tuesday at 6 here on KCNR 1460 for all things Warriors, Kings, A's, Giants, Niners, and Raiders, as well as all your local high school standouts. Get your NorCal Sports Fix every Tuesday at 6 on the NorCal Sports Hour here on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
You're listening to Carl and Linda Butt on Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM. Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt at Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and DeBott. It is 7:21 in the morning, and a computer is looked Bob in the eye.
20 seconds.
And he wanted to see if he was going to blink or not. There you go.
Oh, yeah.
Long intro.
Yeah, 67 degrees going up to 98 today. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Hey, you know, today, Monday the 22nd, this portion of the show brought to you by Properties by Merritt and Mary McCurdy. You know, her goal, and you know Mary, her goal is to help every one of her clients sell their real estate or buy their real estate at the best price possible. She's real passionate about making sure that you get the best deal, and she can do it. Check out her website at Mary, and that's M-A-R-I, McCurdy.com to see her exclusive listings or give her a call at 949-1550. Now let's go to Pete. Good morning, Pete.
Hey, good morning. I had a comment on your comments earlier about the Olympic swimmers in Brazil.
Do I need to worry about this, Pete?
No, please, let's hear what you have to say. Come on.
Well, you know, let's imagine if it happened locally. Suppose somebody was walking down the street in Reading at 2:30 in the morning, and they were trying to break into a restroom. You'd expect the police to stop them, wouldn't you?
Yes.
That's true. That's true.
I mean, why is it 20 times you talk to a lot of Americans that have problems overseas, you ask them what they were doing. It turns out what they were doing there would have been illegal here.
Yes.
Too many times Americans overseas think they can do things that they wouldn't think of doing here.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? You're right. And then they get arrested and they go, wait, what did I do wrong?
Exactly.
If you'd done it in Reading, you're right. If you'd gone and ripped the door off in Reading. I don't know, though, was this a real cop or a private cop?
I think they said they were security guy. People.
Well, I tell you, and they've got, okay, here's the other thing, too, and you obviously, Pete, have been overseas or something, but, you know, if you're in another country, they have much different rules than we do. I remember walking into places in different countries that the guards at the door, the security guys at the door had submachine guns. You know, they had automatic weapons. So you kind of figure that maybe we shouldn't be, you know, whooping it up too much in this place. So
sure, but there's a larger issue here, though, Carl. I'd like to hit by real quick.
Sure.
If you think back, was it just a few months back, remember when Obama's Secret Service guys were caught in Colombia?
Yes.
And they refused to pay the prostitutes?
Yes.
Now, prostitution is illegal in Colombia. But now think of it from the South American point of view. So in the last few months, you've heard the American Secret Service, you think they were top-of-the-line people. They don't want to pay their bills. And now American swimmers are screwed up. It reflects badly on all of us, Carl. It reflects badly on the rest of us when we go there, act as tourists to try to play it cool.
It does. It does. You know what? Instead of keeping it cool, you go in and you get drunk and you make a fool of yourself, but then you also make a fool of your country. They are representing our country. You're absolutely right, Pete.
I mean, why can't they just say, and if it's true, because I know that there's a lot more accounts, and he was interviewed last night in the Olympics. I couldn't stay up late enough, but I'll watch it later, by Matt Lauer, and then he's on the front of USA Today as I'm going through. So I haven't really read all the accounts, but to me it would be like acceptable anywhere on the planet if you say, okay, you know what, we were completely on a high, we just won gold, we went out and we partied, we misbehaved, we are so sorry. We're sorry, we embellished, you know, that goes a long ways, just to be humble, and that's what I think the world thinks of, and I'm sure if you've traveled, even in the last 10 years, in different parts of the world, people think of us as the ugly Americans. They're ready for us to be loud, obnoxious, pushy, these certain things that they see, in quotations, the ugly American. Am I right?
I agree with you.
But, you know, but the thing is, and the bad thing about this, I guess when you get down into it, is that what about all the other Americans and other people from those countries, but the Americans that were there that fit right in and gave the people from Rio a really nice feeling about, hey, these Americans are pretty cool. And then it's all ended over a 5-minute incident with four swimmers who were drunk and then embellished their story, you know. So anyway, hey Pete,
but Carl, what about the other Americans who competed in the Olympics? They got gold medals or silver medals, and their performance was tarnished by this.
Well, you know, I don't think that their performances were tarnished by this. I think that most people will say, this is Ryan Lochte. And in fact, the other three guys, nobody knows who they are, even though they were with him. I think that Ryan Lochte is paying for this one. I don't think it tarnishes Michael Phelps or Katie Ledecky or any of these others that have done so well. I think the vast majority of the people will say, hey, this was a couple, some guys that messed up, lied about it, got caught, and now they're getting hammered for it. And
I should have said they sort of upstaged them. They sort of stole their thunder a little bit.
I agree with that.
We've spent more time on Ryan Lochte than we have on the 10 great takeaways of the Olympics, and there's so many of them. So, Pete, thanks a lot. Appreciate it, buddy.
Hey, one last real quick thought, too, Carl. I think you'll agree.
Okay.
I found that I've traveled in foreign countries, more third world countries. If you go out of your way to get along, they'll actually cut you more slack than you should.
Oh, absolutely. You know what? If you try just to learn some of the phrases and some of the language, they love it when you do that. And, you know, and people, if you give people a chance, and I've been in a lot of countries, they really like Americans. They see what we do for the world, especially when you get into the Eastern European countries. They love Americans and many other places in the world. And if you try to, you know, if you treat them right, they're going to treat you really well. I've always noticed that. Thanks, Pete.
Thanks for letting me call in. Appreciate it. Thank you, Pete.
Well, you know, I want to expound a little bit on that before I go to the story. When I was in France, in Paris, in the 80s, and I had performed in Africa and flew back into Paris just because it was my first time in Paris, and it's one of my favorite cities in the world. So I was warned by several people about, you know, they are so snooty. And this is what I would hear. You know, they're snobs. They won't even, you know, if they think you're American, you'll be the last person to get waited on, so on and so forth. So I found and I discovered firsthand, if I walked into a store and I said, pardon-moi, you know, and softly had tried to say, like you said, Carl, a few phrases in French. I can't even remember what they are now, but I could brush it up. And not say, how much is this? How much is this? which is just probably the grossest, like, fingernail on a blackboard thing anybody could say anytime, anywhere. But if you go in and you're like, excuse me, pardon moi.
How much is this?
Yeah, and whatever. I found that I never had one experience in a time when people were telling me that that kind of feeling was rampant.
You get along well. You get along.
Well, I just think that you don't want to be the ugly American. We both have, I performed. I lived in Hong Kong for 2 years. Look, I saw so many ugly.
Some of us.
So I was the one who saw the ugly Americans coming
through.
There's
some of us that no matter what we do, we're still going to be ugly. It doesn't necessarily mean the way we act.
Hey, speaking of ugly, not ugly, but for some people, the most beautiful thing to have happened in a long time in Seattle, a 4-foot-long skull of a Tyrannosaurus Rex arrived at the Burke Museum Thursday morning and could well prove to be one of the best-preserved skull specimens ever seen. The T-Rex was found in northern Montana, part of the Hell Creek Formation, where many dinosaur fossils have been found. The skull, protected in a plaster cast reinforced with wood, is not the only bone found from this giant meat-eating dinosaur. Scientists at the Burke Museum estimate they have 20% of the skeleton so far, including vertebrae, ribs, and the hips. They also say they're optimistic that many of the other bones are still buried at the hillside awaiting excavation.
Okay, here's the thing about T-Rex. And Bob, you're a studious type. You know, for the longest time, you know, you thought the T-Rex stood up on its hind legs and kind of used its tail as a balance.
Yeah.
You know, those little legs out in front didn't mean anything.
Yeah.
And then at the more research they've done, and then you get into things like Jurassic Park and all that, but the studies they showed was that they didn't stand upright. They were bent over, and they were fast, really fast. And, you know, and used a tail. It was kind of like, you know, it was a balance, but as they ran, which makes them even more ferocious when you think about
this
it.
This T-Rex is believed to be about 15 years old when it died. It died about 300,000 years before the mass extinction that happened 66 million years ago, believed to be initiated by an asteroid that crashed into the Earth. By protecting the oversized of the dinosaur from the skull and other parts, it's estimated the animal would have been as long as a city bus, about 40 feet, and the hips would have been about 12 feet high.
Yeah. Well, I'd like to, you know, hey, I'm going big game hunt. Oog go hunting today. Oog go hunting today. Uh-oh. Oog doesn't come
home.
Yeah. Okay, look, we got to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by WellCare MD. I tell you what, here is one of the first practices in Reading to offer direct primary care for a flat monthly fee. That's right. It's a membership-based primary care practice that allows unlimited access to your doctor as well as 24/7 access to her via text, email, and phone. Doesn't accept health insurance, nope. But what it does is it gives plenty of time for the doctor to see her patients. And Dr. Jill takes great care in making sure her patients are healthy. Close monitoring of chronic illnesses, comprehensive yearly wellness, including labs and personalized lifestyle counseling. This and much more. You want to know more about it? Give a call at 262-6626 or visit them on the web at WellCareMD. We'll be right back after these messages, 7:30 in the morning here on Monday, the 22nd of August. It's going to go up to 98 today. Not quite as hot, but still warm enough. We'll be right back. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Roxanne, you don't have to put on the red light.
As I watch the politics on TV, I am reminded of my college political science instructor, Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said that no matter what a politician said to get in office, once there, self-preservation became the most important thing. In other words, keeping the job became more important than doing the job. Benefit to the country became secondary. He was a little cynical because he had worked in politics for many years. Politics in Washington was never meant to be a lifetime occupation. Citizens were expected to serve a term or two and then return to private life. Politicians were never meant to become wealthy in office. Yet we see reports of individuals amassing millions of dollars while in office. It's time to vote for America's interests first. Become an informed voter. To do less is a disservice to your country. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
This is Pastor Terry Oxley of True Life Church in Bella Vista. It should be more obvious today than ever before how desperately we, the people of this country, need to have a living relationship with Jesus Christ. Let's be honest. All hell is breaking loose in this once great country. Unless we get back to the faith that made our country great, we will lose it forever. Without a strong Christian faith, our courts will have no standard to judge by. Our politicians will become corrupt, and our Constitution, with its laws and protections, will be lost. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible without compromise, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m., and we are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit us at our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon. Remember, it's worth the ride.
Thanks for joining us for this encore performance of Free Fire Radio that originally aired on August 22nd, 2016.
It's Carl and Linda Butt and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Thought I'd play some T-Rex.
T-Rex here. We're listening to
those
T-Rex.
Picturing those little front legs working a guitar.
There you go. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460.
Very Flintstone.
Home of the T-Rex here, it looks like. 27 minutes until the hour of 8 o'clock this morning. It's 67 degrees, going up to 98 today. Weather report's always brought. I'm sorry, I just stepped all over your weather report.
Well, no, that's all right. 66 degrees and warming up today to a high of 99. Mostly clear tonight with temperatures around 64. Tuesday calls for a high of 97 with our lows of around 65. And Wednesday calls for a high of 99. As we progress through the week, Thursday is around a 99 and Friday 99 and 99 to 99.
It's gonna be like cool.
Yeah, but we're into the triple digits. So the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where it's cool to be a Shasta Gas customer. Locally owned and operated, they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793.
Veteran-owned business. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers right there at 2620 Larkspur. Sharon Clark has been Business of the Year and Businesswoman of the Year here from Reading Chamber of Commerce. But there's much more to her business than that, whether it's a short period of time where you need somebody to help you around the house because, say, you may have surgery, a broken bone or something like that, to make sure something's checking on you and all this, or long-term in-home care. Sharon Clark is the person to do it with. She handpicks all of her employees. They're all background checked, insured, and bonded. She makes sure you get the right person for your needs. That's Sharon Clark at Home Helpers, 530-226-8350. And now we're here with Kim Niemer. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for being here today. You are you head of Parks and Recreation?
Parks and Recreation. We call it Community Services because I get the library also.
Oh, that's right.
Thrill.
Now, you know what? I've been watching your show that you have, Parks and Recreation has
Amy Poehler.
You guys have a good time over there.
Well, there is, not exactly, but we do have a great time. I've got a really fun staff that are passionate about our work and being a big part of the community and having kids have a great summer and families enjoy our wonderful community.
Okay. Now, Kim, you've come on to talk. We're going to talk about a number of things here, but we've come on to talk about the Slide the City.
Yeah.
Now, if everybody remembers last year, Rocky Slaughter, God bless him, you know, from the South, we'd say, Rocky Slaughter, bless his heart.
Bless his heart.
Wanted to have a slide during the middle of the drought through the city, and it got three of the city council people to say, "Oh, okay, that sounds like a good idea." Before wiser heads said, "You know, maybe not a good idea to have a slide, a super slide with water slide during the worst drought in history."
Well, it's a great idea. It's something that will bring, again, people from all over, great attention to the Reading area. However, at that particular time, and you know, that's yesterday's news. But at that particular time, you know, we had so many pros, so many cons. And for that very reason, Carl was saying, is that it was brittle. Everywhere you went, it was brittle. So how could we have water running down the middle of the street? Well, we've been very blessed with our weather this year.
It's changed.
And that we go and we see that the lake is full. And so we can see that this is a good time to do this.
Right. I think it's a great idea. Maybe timing was off last year, but this year we're back, and I'd be happy to talk about the water piece of it, too. But, you know, it also aligns really well with our big project right now, which is to rebuild Kids Kingdom. And so Kids Kingdom's been our iconic playground at Enterprise Park for over 22 years. But it has really run its life, and the wood timbers that were constructed have been falling apart, and we're really close to taking it down. So over the last year, we've been working on a campaign to fund a new playground. Of course, it's a very big playground, so it's an expensive project, but we went out and we got a grant through the California Parks and Recreation Society that'll pay for half the cost of the equipment. And then we've been fundraising around town with different donors and people who've participated in the past. And so we're closing in on our number, but one thing that we wanted to add to the fundraising campaign was a couple of events. And so I decided that, you know, Slide the City was actually a great match for Kids Kingdom, and the timing was much better this year. So we brought it back.
Nobody's upset about it this year. Last year, it was just not the right time. How much money are y'all trying to raise?
Well, the campaign for Kids Kingdom is just over $300,000. We're sitting on about 180 right now, so we're well on our way. Mm-hmm. And that comes through a combination of we certainly got some money from our City Parks Fund, but also First Five Shasta, the Reading Rotary Club and Reading East Rotary Club, Leadership Reading, Caldwell Banker, CNC, so variety of partners.
What's out there at King's Kingdom?
Kids Kingdom right now is just a very large wooden play structure. It sits right next to Fantasy Fountain. So you remember we were probably here a few years ago promoting that. We redid Fantasy Fountain 3 years ago now. It's about 6,000 square feet, so it's a very big play space, and we need to make sure that if we're going to take it down, we replace it with something equally wow factor. So we've worked on a design, and this one I'm really proud of because it has come to my attention the last few years that we've been really missing an important element in our community, and that is those kids with both physical and cognitive abilities. And so this play feature has been designed specifically called a universally accessible playground. So it'll have longer ramps that will be wheelchair accessible, but also it'll have different features in it that work better for kids on the autism spectrum and other sensory disabilities. So creating smaller play spaces that are safer for them, but also we're going to enclose the play area. So a common panic, and for myself as a parent as well, was like, You go to Kids Kingdom, and it's very big and very dense, and then you're like, you lose sight of your kid, and you have this kind of panic on where are they. And so I always remind people, we've never had a kid kidnapped from Kids Kingdom, but there is that sense of where did they go.
What is the design going to be for the ground? The ground that goes beneath the swings?
It's going to be a blend. So we'll have a harder poured-in-place rubberized surface, so that kids with walkers or wheelchairs will be able to get to the places that they need to go. But we are still going to use some bark in some areas. We don't want to lose. This new play feature has more of the metal and rubber, and it's going to be more colorful. But we have great tree canopy there. But we want to keep, and we're going to repurpose a lot of the wood timbers to make that perimeter fence that I was talking about. But there'll be some bark as well. So we want to keep sort of that natural outdoor feel, but it will have it's very difficult to take a kid in a wheelchair on a bark.
Yes, and I never really discovered what that was like until I was at the coast last year, and there was along the beach area there was a city park, and my girlfriends and I just saw the swings and went, oh, let's go over there and sit on the swings and take pictures. Well, we all had tennis shoes on, but it was amazing because it was like you were talking about, rubberized, and it had the bark look, but it was a certain kind of thing, and it's all repurposed everything in that playground. But it was fabulous, and it was safe, and you weren't sinking, and it didn't collect your feet, so you didn't have that debris. So anybody with asthma or could have this kind of thing, it couldn't be in a playground before, can now be in this kind of play situation.
So we've been working a lot with Far Northern Regional Center and with a local group of parents with autistic children about creating this space that would work well for them. And just hearing the stories about kids who haven't been able to play at Kids Kingdom and have been sitting on the sidelines. Like, we don't want that to happen anymore. And so here's an opportunity with a really big, fun play space to incorporate opportunities for everyone.
Does the going back to, okay, so that's part of the reason, well, for the fundraising for Slide the City.
Right.
Okay, let's talk about Slide the City. But let's take a quick break first and so we can get into this, because there's lots of questions. I mean, I was fortunate enough to see the video. So I kind of know what it's going to look like, and even it's a pretty slick video, I mean, all the kids are just, they're dancing, and they're all, like, in time together, and it's like, okay, this is an ad. But it's still, you know what, it still looks like it could be a lot of fun. We're here with Kim Niemer.
Are we going to go down it?
From Kim Niemer from our Parks and Recreation, and we're talking about a fundraiser for the Kids Kingdom, and one of the ways they're going to do it is something called Slide the City, which will be next month. It'll be down Placer Street, and there'll be awards for who can get hit the high speed. Not that one. Kim's going, no. Okay, so you don't have to, like, you don't have to Teflon your body on the way down. All right, we'll be right back after these messages. This portion of the show, though, is brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction, Ted Leidy, and his group of merry people out there teaching concealed carry all through Northern California and down even past Sacramento. They're all NRA instructors, card-carrying instructors, and Ted does this for a living. It's not part-time with them. He's got one of the most extensive classes and class schedules in all of California, period. If you want to find out just how good a class can be for concealed carry or your renewals or for private lessons, for advanced pistol lessons, give him a call at 530-999-1822 or check out readingccw.com. That's Northern Firearms Instruction. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
Hi, I'm John Scape, owner of Properties by Merit. We specialize both in residential and commercial real estate. Whether you're looking to buy or sell, call us today at 338-2112. At Properties by Merit, we help your real estate dreams become reality. Visit our website at pbmerit.com or call today, 338-2112.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 019-45816.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR on this beautiful Monday morning. Did I do that on almost?
You are the woman of the post.
66 degrees. Welcome to our show this morning on the 22nd. Oh, it's 66. It's going to be about 98 today. This portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Yeah, you can never have too many diamonds, right, girls? 2225 Hilltop Drive. And if you have a watch that has been, let's say it's a family estate piece, and you need to feel like, my gosh, I've got to have my watch worked on. They have a guy in there that is, like, you know, legendary as far as somebody who can really take it down completely apart, clean it, put it back together better than it was brand new. Also, great deals, new ownership, great estate jewelry. Check out Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive.
Monday through Friday.
Our guest this morning is Kim Niemer, and we're talking about Slide the City and Kids Kingdom.
Yes.
Okay. So Slide the City obviously uses how much water?
Between 70 and 80,000 gallons
okay.
of water.
Okay. 70 and 80,000 gallons of water. And where does it come from?
It's going to come out of the hydrant.
Out of the hydrant. So that's kind of potable water.
Yes.
All right. And then where's it going?
So what we're doing is we are using what they call flow through. So it will not be recirculated within the slide. So I know I've had some questions about, oh, what about germs or whatever. So
yeah.
the water's going from the top of the slide to the bottom of the slide. It's then getting pumped out the bottom and put into a tank and then to water trucks. And then it'll be used to water some of our city parks and probably a little into Mary Lake, repurposed into our park system at the end of the day.
Oh, that's great. And the water trucks are provided by the company out of Utah?
Yes, they'll be paying the cost of that.
Okay.
Okay, so the water comes out, comes down the slide. Now,
fresh water.
Fresh water. So, okay, so now you want to be on the slide. And what day is this going to be?
It's going to be Saturday, September 17th. Nice. It's still nice and warm, mid-September day. And right now, it's going to start at noon and go till 7 o'clock. If we sell more than 1,500 passes, it'll start at 10 a.m., so we're monitoring that. We're going to have a really fun event at Magnolia Park, which is the park that we have that we share with the County Office of Education there on Magnolia Street. So we are having another family festival as part of this. So whether you want to slide or just come out, we're going to have a lot of fun things. So
where's Magnolia Street? I drive by Magnolia.
Magnolia and Placer, Orange Street, right there.
Kind oh, of downtown.
Kind of the slope. Yeah, where the County Office of Education building is.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
okay.
Oh,
okay. Yeah, okay. I got that. All right.
Okay,
okay,
great.
Got it.
Yeah. We're right there.
Because we drive by that. Because I'm saying,
that's where we live.
Street. Oh, yeah. In fact, we're going to provide a landing spot for those who gain too much weight on the way down.
We're going to sell water.
How do you, okay, so now you're coming down Placer Street,
good
which
day
is
to have
kind
garage
of,
sale.
I mean, no, it is a hill there.
Slope, yeah.
So how are you going to stop them at the end?
So there is a pool of water at the bottom that will be kind of your buffer there before you get out.
I can't wait to see this.
So when you slide
how
down.
Big's this, how big is this pool? I mean, it's like 30 feet
pool
wide?
The pool is, well, it's about 8,000 gallons, so it's pretty big.
So it's like 30 feet wide or something like
mm-hmm.
this. And so right. once people come down, they go splash right into it then.
Correct.
So there must be some kind of structure then that the slide is put on. Is that true?
It's not much. It mostly sits
most
on pads.
It's on, uh-huh. sits, okay, so when you get down to the bottom, do they go straight into the pool? I mean, that pool, 8,000 gallons, and let...
Think Waterworks Park.
Well, yeah, but
oh, that's
Waterworks
right.
Park
there.
Is built up. Well, anyway, I can't wait to see
yeah, I know. I'm
just
really
kind of
excited.
About it.
How many days will Placer be closed?
Just one day. So it'll be closed early that morning, about 4 a.m., and they're, of course, masters at getting this thing set up. We also have, we're looking for volunteers, so we've got a site going for that. So it goes up at about 4 o'clock in the morning, and then it'll be down by midnight.
So you have Placer just closed for a day. Through traffic has to just go on to Eureka or whatever
Gold
around
Street.
It.
We've got some good detours.
And so you have the detour, the people, now would that be city workers or volunteers that will be doing the detour work?
Well, we'll have our city streets division out there doing traffic control.
Okay.
Okay, is anybody paying for the people, the city people to be out there?
Slide the City is paying for that.
Okay, so Slide the City is putting this on, and you're getting a percentage of
essentially,
it.
Essentially, yeah. So we're encouraging everyone to use, there's a promotional code for the online tickets. It's Kids Kingdom. So we get 10% of all the tickets that are bought with that promo code, plus you get 10% off your purchase price. So there's kind of a double incentive to use the promo code.
Okay,
so
now.
Go ahead. I just want to know the website.
Well, that's what I was going to ask.
Okay.
SlideTheCity.com.
Okay.
SlideTheCity.com. And there's different prices each day because if you buy them by a certain time, it's cheaper and cheaper.
There are some
early bird pricing.
And also there's different packages. So there's a entry-level package to go once. Then there's a three-slide pass. And then there's an all-day unlimited pass that's more expensive.
And a family? Do you have a family?
There's not a family pass.
So it's
right
per
now.
Ticket?
Per ticket, yes.
Like in Disneyland, you have the, I'm dating myself.
So you have
there
to walk back
e-ticket.
In from the bottom up to...
You climb
well,
up
good,
the hill.
Good exercise for people, just like that. That's
we
good.
Did talk about maybe some sort of like fast pass golf cart, but I don't know if we're going to do that or not.
Nah, just let them walk up. They'll need time to straighten themselves
It'll
out after
fun.
The run down.
Make
there.
A day of it.
I've watched it, like I said, on a video, and it is. It looks cool, and it's it's tubing, it's like the old water slide. You know, well, of course, back when we were growing up, we just used dirt. But here it's like a regular slide and then with tubes, air tubes around it to protect you from going off it. And it's padded so you're not scraping your belly on the concrete.
I describe it as an inflatable slip and slide.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But it is a lot of fun. And I think, you know, I drive that Placer Hill every single day myself. And, you know, it's just kind of that iconic spot where you come over, you can see the tip of the Sundial Bridge, you can see your whole town, and so I think the opportunity to have an event there to slide the Placer Hill will be something to go down in the memory books. So.
Wow. And now I guess we'll go online to kind of get the pricing.
Right.
Yeah.
I think it's $10. I think it's $10 a slide.
Is the entry price?
I think,
and
yeah.
Then
$10 a slide, and then you get discounted.
More. Yeah.
I have a question. I actually go home that way, so would I have to go down to Eureka and up Buena Ventura? Is that how I'm going to get home
that day?
That's
probably the best way. Of course, yeah, you have Shasta and Gold, and we have a number of streets that run parallel to Placer.
That is a major artery up that way.
On Saturday, it's not quite as busy, but I agree.
Yeah, but you could drive to Mount Shasta and make a left and make another left and come down that way and come over 44 and then to 273 and then back up to Bonaventura. So you miss that. Or drive by Benton Dog Park, you know, stop off there, wave at all the dogs, and then make a left heading back towards your house.
You know, and we realize it's an inconvenience to the people, particularly on Placer, and we've reached out to all of them with free passes. And but, you know, I think we also have to remember that we want to make this a fun place for families to live and be, and these are the type of events that, you know, make us kind of the fun big city in our region that brings things that are, you know, more than what other communities in our area can do. So, and we have a pretty ambitious goal to raise money for this playground project. So we're kind of looking at a number of ways to do that.
Okay.
Great stuff. This makes it my Monday morning. I don't know about you, our listeners, but, I'm curious too, you know, because my mind starts to think about chemicals. What they do, what they're going to put in the water, how much chlorine, or is it going to be salt water?
No, it's right out of the.
Well, you still have to have something in there.
No, you don't.
No, because we're not recirculating the water; it's just flowing through. It won't be treated.
Oh, well, so people need to hear that too, because if you have a sensitivity to any kind of thing that may be overchlorinated or not,
it comes out of the hydrant, just stuff you drink.
Fabulous.
It would be similar to running through the sprinklers on your
front lawn.
Or
taking a shower.
How long is this thing?
The slide itself is 1,000 linear feet.
Ugh.
Yeah. So it's a good long distance.
So that's a woohoo.
That's a good ride, yes.
How long is the slide?
I would not wear thin shorts on this.
No. Okay. You probably should wear, like, yoga pants.
You also slide on a tube or some other inflatable too. So
do they,
you do?
Yeah.
Okay, how long
they do?
Are the?
I thought I saw people sliding down there on their bellies.
On their hands?
Most people go on a tube,
and they provide that.
Yes.
Okay, so I wonder how long the rides are at because my only thing that I can equate it to would be at Water World or Water Park.
Yeah, it would be long, probably twice as long.
Oh, my gosh, and that's so much fun to go down on that three-man raft.
Yes, so it'll be a very unique experience in our area. And
you're going to do it. You're going to do it with me?
Yeah.
We got to do it.
And then you can come, and like I said, we're going to have this fair at the park, and so we're going to have barbecue, we're going to have music, we're going to have beverages, and we're going to have this children's area. So for kids who are finished with the slide, or maybe it is a 46-inch height requirement for the slide. So if you've got some kiddos that are maybe a little shorter than that, with help from Judy Maxwell, we're bringing the Mutual of Omaha Wild Kingdom animals in. So their traveling show will be here.
Don't worry, they're going to be here in the morning.
Yeah.
Trust me,
so
just like they were
preview.
Last time.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we'll have this great animal show there, plus our U.S. Army Reserve Group is getting their activity trailer, and so they'll have their physical activity course out. We'll have some bounce houses.
Pop-up shooting? No. Okay. Just thought I'd ask.
Laser tag.
So lots of fun things, face painting, all that, to extend your day there and have a really fun time.
Okay. Kim Niemer here is from Parks and Recreation, and this was strictly about this fundraiser we're doing. We didn't get one thing into about people in the park. Yeah. Water police or any of those things.
Always happy to come back.
Well, you know, we need to come. No, seriously, we do need you to come back.
Water
and maybe
police.
Bring somebody else in. I'll tell you later. to talk about what's been happening in the parks and the changes you're seeing. I know you're working kind of, not maybe a real partnership, but a partnership with Rick Pacetti and how he's everything he's done down there on Tiger Field and how he's spreading it out there to try and make that park safer and things that y'all are doing to try and make parks safer for our people.
We have several initiatives going on, so I'd be happy
I really would like you to come back then so we can talk about that and get serious about it. Okay. Kim Niemer.
Your time. Thank you.
Well, you know what? This is great. You know what? And it's right down by our house. Maybe we can score a couple of tickets, at least one ticket.
We'll
to
be
ride.
Going online again.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway. Okay. Hey, when we come back, Dane Wigginton is going to be talking about geoengineering and why he believes that the media is not covering it up here in Northern California. We'll be right back after these messages. It's 8 o'clock. This is Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
A reminder, you're listening to an encore presentation of Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott that originally aired on August 22nd of 2016. And we'll be back with more, including special guest Dane Wigginton, after the news here at KCNR Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie is telling residents not to be lulled by the nice weather on the beaches today, as Tropical Storm Hermine, or what's left of it, spins hundreds of miles off the East Coast. National Hurricane Center forecaster John Cangialosa.
Rainfall is not a huge concern, just about 1 to 2 inches is projected for coastal Massachusetts. And for wind, there could be some increase in winds, possibly to tropical storm force.
A tropical storm warning remains in effect from New York's Long Island into Massachusetts. President Obama says he has made clear to Russian President Vladimir Putin that until the Minsk ceasefire for Ukraine is implemented, sanctions against Russia will remain in place.
I've made very clear that until it is implemented, the United States is not going to pull down sanctions.
And he says that the U.S. and Russia have not given up on negotiations that could stem the bloodshed in Syria, among the topics they discussed on the sidelines of the G20 economic summit. Meanwhile, as Linda Kenyon reports, the president is using his final months in office to fight for congressional approval of a 12-nation free trade pact called the Trans-Pacific Partnership, or the TPP.
President Obama says the trade deal would create a better deal for the U.S. than the status quo. But the path to passage is anything but certain. Presidential candidates Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump both oppose the agreement. In addition, Congress seems unlikely to pass the trade pact. House Speaker Paul Ryan says the TPP does not have the votes to pass. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the Senate will not take up the agreement this year. And public opinion seems to be against it. Linda Kenyon, Washington.
Facebook is adding an instant video feature to text messages within its Messenger app. That means users can send each other videos while they are texting within the app. U.S. financial markets are closed for the Labor Day holiday, and your British stocks fell today, while stocks elsewhere edged up. Solid economic data pushed up the pound, darkening the outlook for British exporters, and oil prices pushed higher as well. More on these stories from townhall.com.
Here's something to feel good about from Centrum Silver. Vitamin D was discovered in the age of dancing, the roaring 20s. Right on cue, because vitamin D plays an essential role in supporting strong bones and muscles. And just as dance moves have evolved, so is the importance of vitamin D. That's why Centrum Silver upgraded to our highest level of vitamin D3 ever.
Hey, wanna dance?
Centrum Silver, something to definitely feel good about. Check Sunday's newspaper for Centrum coupons.
Keep yourself and your wallet healthy with Wellness Plus with Plenty at Rite Aid. In addition to Plenty points, earn Wellness Plus points every time you shop. $1 spent on everyday items gets you 1 point, and get up to 25 points on every prescription you fill. When you've reached 1,000 Wellness Plus points, you'll get 20% off our regular prices for a year. And that's just one of the four ways to save. Now through September 24th, spend $50 a week on participating products at Rite Aid and earn 2,000 Plenty points worth $20 in savings. Visit riteaid.com/RakenPoints for details.
Iran's religious leader has launched a ferocious attack on Saudi Arabia and its management of the annual Islamic pilgrimage, the Hajj.
In this latest blast against Iran's biggest regional rival, Ayatollah Khamenei condemns the Saudis as blasphemous, faithless, materialistic and oppressive. The terrible loss of life at last year's Hajj only made the dispute between the two countries more bitter. In his statement ahead of this year's pilgrimage, the Ayatollah accuses the Saudis of being at fault over the deadly crush and failing to show any remorse. No official contingent of Iranian pilgrims is attending Hajj this year, after talks between Iranian and Saudi officials on new arrangements broke down.
That's BBC's Sebastian Usher reporting. Afghan officials say the death toll from twin bombings near the defense ministry has climbed to 24. They say another 91 people were wounded in the attack, which was claimed by the Taliban. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Donald Trump advisor Ben Carson explains why it took so long for Donald Trump to pay a visit to an African-American church, which he did over the weekend. Carson appearing on Fox News Sunday yesterday.
Traditionally, the Republican Party has not made an extensive outreach to certain communities, including the African-American community, because they've pretty much written that off as Democrat territory.
And Trump did speak and got a warm reception at an African-American church in Detroit, even though there were protesters outside the building when he gave his speech on Saturday. In a West African nation that was declared polio-free last year, there's word of a third new case. Rotary Club says the World Health Organization is confirming a third case of polio in Nigeria, a crippled toddler found in an area newly liberated from the terrorist group Boko Haram. More on these stories to be found at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
And the following is an encore presentation of Free Fire Radio from August 22nd of this year.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. It is 5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com here with Bad Bob and Linda.
Good morning, everybody. I'm so happy to be here. 71 degrees on this beautiful Monday morning. It is the 22nd of August. 98 will be our highs today with our lows of 64. More with our forecast. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. But let's go to the phones right now with our Wells Fargo advisor and find out from Susan Eastman what's happening in the market. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Linda and Carl. Good morning, everyone. Well, major averages are slightly positive. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 5 points, 18,557. The S&P 500 advancing a point at 2,184. And the NASDAQ Composite is up 9 points at 5,247. Active stocks on the big board, Chesapeake Energy down 6 cents at $6.03. Bank of America up a penny, trading at 15.23. CST Brands positive 8 cents at 47.58. For local stocks of interest, Target down 15 cents at 69.97. Best Buy up a penny, trading at 32.60. Bank of Commerce down 3 cents at $6.81. In the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced yield 1.55%. And over to commodities, gold is down $5.40 an ounce at $1,339. Silver off 46 cents at $18.93. And crude oil down $1.25, trading at $47 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Susan, thank you very much. That's Susan Eastman of Wells Fargo Advisors over in Park Marina Drive. Give her a call because she knows what's happening in the market. And if you've had any questions about maybe some investments you've made, and it's been a while since anybody's looked at them, give Susan Eastman a call. Sally, good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
How are you, Sally?
I'm well, thank you. Survived the weekend.
You did. Well, I am very, very happy that you did.
Yes, I just wanted to let your listeners know that tonight we are going to be showing the movie Clinton Cash. It's the movie that was produced after the book was written by Peter Schweitzer and details all of the money that is going into the Clinton Foundation and where it's coming from and the influences they're getting. Through their money donations.
Well, now, you know, this book, Clinton Cash, unlike D'Souza's movie, which was about the Clintons, has even the left newspapers like New York Times and others, they have a distinct tendency to be leaning toward Hillary. They're saying it was well documented and it was well written and that it was factual. So, I mean, there's... The fact is, where all this cash came from is unbelievable. And, absolutely. And then when you get into Clinton saying, well, you know what, if I become president, we won't be taking the same donations as we did before, which then tells me, well, you were taken when you were Secretary of State. What's that mean? I mean, I don't understand this whole thing. I mean, I understand where people get upset about Trump because of things he says, but there's a difference between things people say and things people do.
Absolutely. Thank you for making that distinction. Anyway, come on out tonight if anybody wants to see it in a nice, cool building. We've got a nice big screen, and it starts at 6 o'clock, 3276 Bocelli Lane.
All right. Thanks a lot, Sally.
Thank you, Carl.
Thanks. Okay, hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Whether it's a chip as small as a dime or less. Like, how about this? How about the size of your fingernail or less to a crack over 2 feet in length? Jeff Wurst can fix it. Jeff Wurst, a veteran who's had this business for over 20 years, knows how to repair windshields. He guarantees his work. Don't fool around with your family's safety. Go on down there and see Jeff. 3208 South Market Street, or give him a call at 241-8373 for an appointment today.
You know, for our listeners, it was interesting because it leads right into our next guest. We have a caller and very interesting information that we're about ready to hear. But we joined some friends who we love and have been close to since we've moved up into Shasta County. And we were on the lake, and this gentleman had bronchitis, and the gal before his wife had bronchitis for 2 weeks. And I said, oh, my gosh, you guys, you know, I mean, I've also had an extended amount of hay fever in the last 2 months. And my girlfriend said, well, that's because of all the stuff they're spraying in the air. And I didn't think about it. But that leads us to our guest that's on the line. And we're so happy to have with us
Dane Wigginton. Good morning, Dane, who is the head of geoengineering, what?
Geoengineeringwatch.org, Carl.
Geoengineeringwatch.org.
Dot org.
Okay, how are you this morning?
Geoengineeringwatch.org. It's the largest website in the world on the issue, period.
Okay, well, good morning.
Morning, Carl. Morning, how are you two?
Good. Fine. We're great. You're sounding very serious.
Well, it is a serious issue, you know, and it's when people, for example, I think I heard the chemtrails term mentioned on the show, and this is what the searchlight does as well, and this is what this study does that perhaps we're going to talk about also, and this is part of the problem because people refuse to use the science terms, which is solar radiation management, stratospheric aerosol geoengineering, stratospheric aerosol injection, which the term itself implies spraying the particles into the atmosphere over cloud cover to create cloud cover. So If publications like the Searchlight, for example, would use science terms, people would find science data and not conspiracy theory and hoax, which seems to be the design of many media outlets, is to try to lead people to non-truth instead of actual data.
If you don't mind, could you please go back and give the three terminologies when you started off? Because I know this is your passion and your life and your study, and you said solar radiation. What were the other two terms?
Solar radiation management. People can simply search climate engineering if they choose, but if they search solar radiation management or just the term geoengineering, there's also, again, stratospheric aerosol injection. These are complex terms, but if people simply search climate engineering, they'll find hard data and not the sort of disinformation that outlets like the Searchlight seem compelled to try to spin articles with and spin data with.
Well, okay, so that's there's nothing that we can do right here. I mean, I'm glad we have a voice for you this morning. So solar radiation management, geoengineering, and stratospheric engineering.
Stratospheric aerosol.
Aerosol.
Aerosol, for those listeners who don't know what that is, that's a microscopic particles suspended in the atmosphere. That's what an aerosol is. Many people think of the aerosol spray cans, and they're not sure what the term means atmospherically. But these small particles are what's raining down through the air column. We have lab tests from all over the globe to prove this. And so we have, Carl, I think what may have prompted you to want to address this issue again is this quote-unquote study that's recently come out that the Searchlight had a big hit piece on Friday. You saw that probably?
I did. It was handed to me, in fact.
They did.
Well, not by them. Somebody else handed it to me.
Oh, okay. So, you know, this is the kind of quote-unquote coverage, and I think I heard mentioned on the, you know, you mentioned on the radio that the, I believe that the media wasn't covering this properly, and we have the Searchlight telling us directly, with they got two press releases, that there's legal action now in process. Some local officials have been served by our attorney's team that they are covering up a heavy metal contamination that they know is occurring. And the Searchlight, for example, received two press releases on this, and Carol Ferguson stated to us directly that the Searchlight would never cover this issue. So it's not about a matter of belief. It's about a matter of fact that they don't cover events in town that include government scientists, included most recently a CIA officer talking specifically about geoengineering. So the media blackout is absolutely real, Carl.
Okay, our guest is Dean Wiginton, and he's talking about geoengineering and the fact that there's a media blackout and the questions about why there's a media blackout. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after these messages. Well, this portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. In the North State for well over 20 years, voted best in the North State 2015. There's no reason it couldn't be voted best in the North State every year. They take care of any make or model of air conditioner or heater. And if you've had any problems with the air conditioning, and if you haven't called Alliance Heating and Air, you're barking up the wrong tree. These guys know what they're doing. These men and women are just outstanding in the things they do. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. They've come into our house and rescued us, let me put it that way, and did a great job. Lots and lots of care and doing what they had in some really tough circumstances. We're going to take a break now. Dean Wiginton is our guest. We'll be right back after these messages at 16 minutes after the hour of 8. It's 71 degrees, going up to 98 today. We'll be right back.
Tri-Counties Bank presents Walk in the Park. With a Pomeranian, a Dachshund, a Golden Retriever, and a Pug, Brandon always has his hands full. No matter where he goes, he can always rely on Tri-Counties Bank service with solutions, even when he's on the run. He can easily fetch the cash he needs at more than 25,000 surcharge-free ATMs nationwide, make smartphone check deposits in a flash, and check his finances online from a park bench while the dogs check out the squirrels. With convenient access to his accounts, branches throughout Northern and Central California, and real bankers to call 7 days a week, Brandon's finances are a walk in the park. Over 25,000 surcharge-free ATMs, mobile and online banking, service that's always by your side. For personalized problem solving anywhere, switch to Tri-Counties Bank. Tri-Counties Bank, service with solutions. Member FDIC.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. Summer is here, and Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. We barbecue every Friday and have everything you need to maximize your summer fun. Stop by the deli for daily specials under $5, sandwiches made to order, and hot food served all day. With over 1,000 cold drinks, more than 250 beers, a full liquor and wine section, and the best meat prices you'll find anywhere, Mighty Fine pairs big store selection with small store service. Mighty Fine is just a short drive east of Reading at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Locally owned and operated since 1977, Mighty Fine.
A true rock and roll legend, Eddie Money, live in concert. Friday, September 16th at 7:30 p.m. inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Come see Eddie Money perform his timeless hits such as Baby, Hold On To Me. Two Tickets to Paradise. I Wanna Go Back and Take Me Home Tonight. Not only can he write, sing, and play, but he's a natural performer. Tickets for this sensational show start at just $20. Ask any concert goer, and they'll tell you that he retains his signature style and performs with passion. This will be a sellout event, so get your tickets now. Eddie Money.
Eddie Money.
Live in concert at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center, September 16th. For tickets or to reserve a room in our luxurious hotel, call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN or log on to windriver.com. Must be 21 to attend. Concerts are better at the river.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's 19 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 22nd of August, Monday. Good morning, everybody. 71 degrees going up to 98 today. 71 going up to 98. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793-605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live. This portion of the show brought to you by Budget Blinds. If you're looking for the blinds to keep the heat out and the warmth in, then you call Jerry over at Budget Blinds. They've got any type of blind that possibly could cover your windows, meeting your budget and your decor. Give them a call at 226-0-9027 or check them out at budgetblinds.com. I want to remind everybody that the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center is having their Boondocker Ball this Saturday, August the 22nd, at Wind River Resort and Casino. It's not too late to get tickets. Dinner, costume contest is going to be like a, you know, World War II USO party there. Featuring the Lou White Band, you can get tickets for couples for $50, singles for $35. All types of auctions going on there and drawings, about over 12 weapons they're going to be auctioning off. It's going to be a great day. Bastiani Arms providing the guns, and they always do a great job there. Okay, our guest is Dane Wigginton, and we're talking geoengineering and how the media outlets up here are not giving him or not giving the question itself enough press time. Now, Dane, I understand is that there was a cascade. There was like 800 people showed up for an event there on geoengineering.
I think through the whole day, Carl, it was probably even higher than that because we had split, you know, presentations during the day. But in regard to the coverage from the searchlight, for example, they give coverage to uncredible information and completely omit credible information. So in regard to the study they posted last week, if you can call it a study, what they didn't say is that of the 450 scientists surveyed, 84% refused to even participate in this, quote, study. That means that only 16% responded. Now, how do you come up with a figure of 98% say, quote, chemtrails isn't so, which chemtrails is not a science term, so of course any academician is going to say that's not so, and they don't disclose that 84% of those surveyed refused to even participate in the survey, so that data is not credible by itself anyway. And when the searchlight, for example, Carl, don't you think they would have an obligation to report the fact after they've gotten two press releases that a 60-day notice of legal filing has been filed against 30 potential defendants, including Department of Defense and others, and including local officials? Don't you think the searchlight should report on that after getting press releases?
Well, you would think they would, but it's their paper.
And they made it clear that they won't report on this issue at all unless we're talking about the kind of disinformation study that just came out using a non-science term, which is always used, which leads straight to conspiracy theory and hoax. They don't mention climate engineering. And if this survey done, quote, survey, if you can call asking the opinions of academicians with a skewed question, 84% of which didn't even respond in the first place, if you can call that a, quote, science study, this spin is truly beyond belief. And Damon Arthur, if you know who Damon is, Carl?
No.
The Searchlight, he's their reporter.
Oh, Damon Arthur on the Searchlight, yes, I do know him.
He called me 3 days before this hit piece and was told directly about the legal action that's pending, about John Brennan. You know who John Brennan is, CIA Director John Brennan?
Mm-hmm.
Just spoke on the record about geoengineering. Any of your listeners can search that.
What did John Brennan say?
He said that the climate situation is so bad that we may need to do this. Not admitting to it outright going on yet, but how many things do we know that the government
may do what
doesn't start to address until they've been at it for decades? Same case here, and we had the CIA officer at the Cascade, which the Searchlight also had press releases on, didn't say a word. Former CIA decorated officer stating on the record that this had been going on for decades already for Brennan to address it in this manner and address the geoengineering very directly himself. And yet, no coverage from the Searchlight. Only a spun, non-science term, disinformation, skewed, quote, study, of which 84% of those surveyed didn't even choose to participate. So, again, it's spun to a degree that's truly alarming when when we have data to prove that we're all inhaling these materials that are being used for climate modification around the globe with every breath, and yet we have a media that seems to have a mission of making sure that the public doesn't really understand what's going on.
Now, they did point out is that they asked 171 for contrails and 190 for atmospheric depositions. Of these, 49 experts completed the contrail survey, and 28 completed the atmospheric deposition survey.
We're back again to 77 out of 450.
29 and 15% respectively answered. They had an average of 26 years professional experience in their field, the contrail, with a median of 26 years, and deposition experts, 22 years, with a median of 20 years.
But, Carl, we're still back to the same numbers, that 84% chose not to participate in the survey. Why not? And this is something else that the Searchlight reporter Damon Arthur knew, because I told him myself, there's a federal gag order on all National Weather Service and all NOAA employees, includes other government employees, a federal, illegal federal gag order. Now, why would these people speak out on the record when the Obama administration has prosecuted more whistleblowers than all of their administrations combined? And those that do speak out, being asked questions, for example, that about, quote, chemtrails, which are it's a completely non-science term. So, I mean, from top to bottom, this whole scenario is skewed. And the person who did the survey, Ken Caldera, geoengineer Ken Caldera, if anybody wants to see him and David Keith, another internationally recognized geoengineer, if they want to see him on the record talking about spraying 20 million tons of aluminum into the atmosphere annually, search Dane Wigington Geoengineering, or excuse me, Dane Wigington David Keith. You can see a five-minute video footage of me asking him a question at an international conference where he states on the record their goal of spraying 20 million tons of aluminum into the atmosphere annually, and yet these people make a survey as if this is some sort of fringe topic of which they are the ones making these proposals in the first place.
The term, they've got all this stuff in here. This is, I guess, available online. It's called the Quantifying Expert Consensus Against the Existence of a Secret Large-Scale Atmospheric Spraying Program, or SLAP.
And that acronym, SLAP, who came up with that? I mean, they come up with an acronym that has no science basis to it at all, and there's also already people in academia making a laughingstock of this, quote, study without a – there's not a fact in it. It's simply a framed question asking a group of select academicians, 84% of which chose not to participate in the first place, and no mention of the fact that CIA, the head of the CIA is discussing this, John Holdren, Obama's science advisor, also discussing it, science institutions.
They're not saying it's happening, though, right?
It's not an outright admission, but gosh, Carl,
but
how many things?
But they're not
government...
saying it's happening. And the other thing, the gag order, I guess I don't understand gag orders. Is this something that they put in writing, says that you cannot discuss certain things? That's what I thought that meant. Is that what you're saying the Obama administration has done? They have issued a written gag order that says you will not discuss geoengineering, climate change?
No, of course they don't state geoengineering, Carl. They state any operations of their agency, any information or operations of their agency, period, which means everything. So I would challenge your listeners to search that. Search geoengineering illegal federal gag order, and they'll find the actual document, which was sent to me by PEER, the Public Employees for Environmental Responsibility, who represent the National Weather Service and NOAA employees. So this data is absolutely there. And if anybody did any legitimate research on this issue, they would find mountains of data. For example, Carl, like a document I just sent to you, a 750-page Senate document, historical document, which we have posted at geoengineeringwatch.org. I sent the link to you. I hope you forward it to your listeners. And anybody who reads even the excerpts from that link, which are pulled out and highlighted, would have no question. These programs have been going on for decades. I mean, how much proof do we need? 750-page congressional document.
Where's the, and so how does it, because as you said, there's this, and we're going to take a break so we don't have to get into the answer. But the point is that people have disparaged it, they've poked fun at it, and as you said, they've used the term chemtrails, which sounds like conspiracies and all this.
It's scary to people.
Well, but let's take a quick break here, because the question is are there planes that are spraying this, or is it getting into the atmosphere in a different way? And we'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, I'm John Scape, owner of Properties by Merit. We specialize both in residential and commercial real estate. Whether you're looking to buy or sell, call us today at 338-2112. At Properties by Merit, we help your real estate dreams become reality. Visit our website at pbmerit.com or call today, 338-2112.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 019-45816.
Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for a collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Don Seck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high-quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coachmaster Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddleboards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to lakeshasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
Thanks for joining us here at KCNR for this edition of Free Fire Radio. It's Labor Day. Hope you have a wonderful holiday or a conclusion to your holiday weekend. Carl and Linda are away this morning, so you're hearing an encore presentation of Free Fire Radio that originally aired on August 22nd of 2016.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, a Monday. Good way to start off Monday is with us, and we like spending it with you all, too. It's 8:32 in the morning, and our phone lines are 605-4567, and the weather looks like...
currently 73 degrees. Our highs today will be 98 with our lows of 64. Tomorrow calls for a high of 97. Throughout the week, we are under triple-digit weather. It looks like we may have a little bit of 5 to 7 miles per hour tomorrow with winds, but sunny and hot, mostly with clear evenings. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where it's cool to be Shasta Gas customer locally owned and operated. This portion of the show is brought to you by
Cypress Square Barbershop off Athens Avenue, best place in the world to get a haircut, veteran-owned, discounts for seniors and veterans. And man's last stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. Give them a call, 244-9478. They don't take reservations. Just go in there, sign up, sit down, and just have the best time in your life. Cypress Square Barbershop off Athens Avenue. We're here with Dane Wigginton, who is heading up the one of the founders of the geoengineering
movement
that's going on, trying to pass the word to people that, hey, we've got some real problems here, and yet the media, especially, and we're discussing it right here in Shasta County and the newspaper and the various TV stations don't want to publish this or cover this. And good morning, Dane. Welcome back.
Morning, Carl. And you know, on the coverage, I mean, again, we did have, for example, last year's conference at the David Marr, which had over 1,000 people at it. Again, with government scientists, former military, and so forth. Our local media didn't cover it, but ABC came all the way from Sacramento to cover it. So we had quite a blackout here because of the behavior of local media here. But it's something the public has a right to know. And in regard to geoengineeringwatch.org, our website, we don't sell anything. We're non-political. I never, ever wanted to spend the last 12 to 15 years of my life doing this. But quite simply, how do I face my children if I know this is going on, if the data backs it up, the lab tests back it up? How does one face their kids and not try to expose this issue?
Okay, let's go to the phones. Signe, good morning.
Good morning.
Do you have a question or a comment?
Well, I have a comment. I want to thank Jane profusely for his dedication to this big problem. And I wanted to let him know that we've done some investigating ourselves, and I got to listen to a woman from the Air Force who worked in her, I was a specific category, and she knew all this was happening, and she's now a whistleblower. And so there's a lot of information if people want to get it, and I challenge Christians as stewards of God's beautiful earth to get on board, because, I mean, it's just a sin. It is. And so I wanted to thank him, and I wanted to say, too, that really all we need to, a part of what we need to do is just get our eyes off the ground of all the burdens of living under government and look up at God's blue sky, and you'll see. My phone is full of patterns in the sky. Sometimes it's really bad. But I noticed for the last couple months, there hasn't been anything but this crazy, ugly haze around. And we were up on top of mountains under the meteor storm, and we could see the haze all around us. And today it's hazy. It's been hazy for weeks. But I also have noticed today I'm out walking, and I've noticed long streams behind planes. And anybody that thinks that it's just jets, if you look up, most jets don't even leave but a short, tiny little. And my nephew's a pilot, and that's his testimony, that they don't leave long jet trails behind.
Yeah.
So there's stuff going on. If you just look up, it's right there in front of our eyes. And I just want to thank Dane very much and Carl for you having him on the show.
Thank you, Signe. Thanks. Hey, Signe. By the way, there's a lot of fires out. That may have something to do with the haze. I mean, we're showing smoke how it's been blowing up from Southern California. It's covered the whole area up here.
We have satellite imagery of blanket spraying going on off the coast, and that blows in over us. So, and that's very visible. Grid patterns actually visible on satellite, blanket spraying off our coast. And, Carl, if I could, I think it's imperative to answer, why would our military do this? Because we know our military brothers and sisters.
Are you saying the military is doing the spraying?
Oh, DOD is certainly the only one that can coordinate this, and this is where the Senate document I just sent you, Carl, discusses Defense Department aircraft engaged in these programs. So it's certainly the core of this is military, no question about that, the core coordination. But I want to clarify for listeners that we know our military brothers and sisters sign up for very honorable reasons. We know that. But the same military that had their own personnel spraying some of the rest of their personnel on the ground, for example, in Vietnam with Agent Orange, or using depleted uranium, which has poisoned perhaps 200,000 of our soldiers, we have compartmentalization going on. We have scientists like David Keith and Kim Caldera behind this study giving unimaginably horrific advice to the military. The military brass is stated on the record, and any of your listeners can search this. I don't want anyone to believe me. They can state military states, climate disintegration, greatest national security threat of all, greatest of all. So then they follow the advice of climate scientists like David Keith and Kim Caldera, engage in these programs to try to mitigate a runaway global warming event. but only making it worse, just like the pharmaceutical cure. For how many people do we see attorneys' commercials? If you took this last week and you have all these ailments and now you're sick or dead because you took our pharmaceutical.
You're saying the military is spraying the stuff, and they've been doing it for well over 50 or 60 years.
70.
And 70 years. They've been doing it for 70 years. The military taking off from military bases, using military people, military mechanics, bringing in hundreds of thousands, of course, from then it'd be millions of tons of this stuff to load into these military aircraft that then launch and spray it all over the United States, knowing that, you know, hey, I'm putting this stuff in the air, and that there is now there all the studies are going on. I mean, you used the term Agent Orange. Agent Orange was exposed.
After how long?
Well, it was only, it may have been, okay, let's just say it was 20 years. It was less than that, but let's just say 20 years. Depleted uranium was like within a couple of years after the first use. But let's just say 20 years for Agent Orange. You're talking about something that's gone on for 70 years by the military, and not one person has come out and said, I flew these, or I loaded these, or any of that stuff?
Carl, we do have.
I mean, I was in the military for 30 years, Dane, and so what you're saying is this stuff is going on while.
Do you think they would be lined up, Carl, though, when, with the kind of non-disclosure agreements that we know are happening? Do you think that they would be lined up to be put in jail like some of the other whistleblowers? Do you really think that they're going to just line up and join that chorus?
There's something that's under the Uniform Code of Military Justice says you don't do things that are illegal.
Well, Carl, how many things that are illegal have gone on already? Now, we could get into a whole new avenue there, but as far as the film footage of military tankers, we have at geoengineeringwatch.org, period. That's the end of the argument. We have film footage of cases.
No, it's not period, end of the argument, because you are accusing the military of spraying the stuff into the atmosphere, right?
So if I have film footage of a KC-10 military tanker, KC-135 military tanker, C-17 Globemaster military tanker spraying, nozzles visible, turning on and off at altitude, that's not the end of the argument.
Where is it?
It's on geoengineeringwatch.org for anybody who chooses to look. I mean, we have to investigate these things, Carl, and I hope you look at the – I just sent you an 80-page presidential report from 1966 outlining these programs going on at that time as well. Senate document from 1978, 750 pages long. Excerpts taken out, but I hope you will actually investigate, because I understand that after devoting your life to the military for good reasons, that this is something that none of us want to believe is going on, and we have a lot of good military, our sons, daughters, brothers, sisters there in the military, but they're simply being compartmentalized, Carl, and they're doing things that shouldn't be done. They're getting a lot of bad advice from the climate science community.
But not one of them has said, I mean, you've got all this person has ever said, I've
no,
loaded this.
That's not true. We have an Air Force industrial hygienist, Kristen Magan, 12-year veteran. Her job is to test for industrial toxins, has absolutely spoken out on the record and now been severely pressured from that. I know, because I've spoken to her directly, and she stated on the record, as an Air Force industrial hygienist, her job was to test for these toxins. She stated on the record, seeing the canisters loaded, seeing the materials, everything on the record. So we do have one. But how many people are going to speak out when we have...
Out of hundreds of thousands.
Well, Carl, come on. What happens to anybody who speaks out? They have non-disclosure agreements, and they know exactly what happens when they speak out. They know exactly what comes. I mean, this is not... This shouldn't be a secret to people, and it's now they have, on top of no First Amendment protection for our scientists, now there has a federal gag order. Do you think these people are going to be lined up to speak out? What happened to Gary Webb after speaking out about our government selling drugs, our military selling drugs? That's historical fact. And what happened to Gary Webb? He's dead. He's no longer with us. What happened to former Bush aide John Wheeler, who was seen outside the Pentagon reportedly going to blow the whistle on these issues? He was found in a landfill 2 days later. This is something they won't let out, Carl, because the liability issue is so immense. Everyone on the planet's been irreparably harmed, and they will hide this issue till the last possible moment. And I had a dialogue with an Oak Ridge Lab scientist, military scientist, on the record. I published that conversation. He stated that exactly to me, that they will hide this until the last possible moment because the liability issue is unimaginable.
Let's go to the phones. Mark, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. How are you doing today?
I'm fine, Mark. How are you? You have a comment or a statement here?
Yeah, I just have a couple of things I want to address. You know, talking about media blackout here, here's what I do know. is that, you know, if you think about it, 20-something years ago, 30 years ago, would you even have the term media blackout? You know, because we were under the assumption that we were being reported the truth, and we were supposed to decide. You know, the old saying, we report, you decide. Well, I think that's turned into we decide what to report, because, you know, I'm not trying to say one thing or another about the geoengineering, but I do know that the media does black out issues, and the proof of that is absolutely, you know, in stone. I mean, look what they've done with Lois Lerner and the Tea Party. How about the Trump rallies where, you know, 30,000 people show up and 100 to Hillary's stuff? So the real question, I think, is the First Amendment issue, is the paper and the media, do they deserve our trust at this point to report everything and not try to decide what to report? You know, and there seems to be a pattern here of left-leaning support and government support for the administrations that are in power and the centralized bigger government. So I think that's the big issue here, is the First Amendment was put there for to be a watchdog, you know, for the people so that they could get the truth, you know, so that they could make good decisions on, you know, things like this. And I don't think that's happening, and I think the proof is in the pudding, and you can come up with so many examples of media blocking out things that they don't feel should be reported, that it's just ridiculous. That's my thoughts.
Okay, Mark, you know what? And Dane, this is for, you know, for both of you. I think, frankly, you're absolutely right. You know, what happened to the days when you could have people on? Like, obviously, I disagree with Dane about the military.
Sure.
And I'm going to go look at that. But you know what? I'm giving, you know what? We have an hour here that he can discuss this. So people, and he's given all these places, go to this thing, go to this, go to this. Instead of just feeling it like I do, you know, then I need to go look it up. But the point is that you're right, Mark, is that people, what happened to the days, and this is where our problem is right now, that the people in the large media companies are deciding what you are going to see and listen to. And just imagine how bad this was 50 years ago before you had cable and 24-hour news channels. That was it. I mean, whatever they said was it.
Well, and they're being forced, because now with the internet, people are seeking their news a lot of other places, and so they're still doing the media blackouts, and it hasn't changed any in quite some time. So, you know, it's just despicable that these guys are deciding what we're supposed to listen to. And, you know, again, we've seen example after example, just like the, you know, not reporting on the Lois Lerner and the win with the Tea Party.
Yeah.
You know, they were forced, you know, we called in, and they were forced to, you know, they put Sally's letter in the paper only because they were kind of embarrassed to do so. And the real question becomes is, what are we, you know, if they're blocking out all the stuff that they don't feel we should hear, what are we not hearing anything about at all? I mean, that's the real question.
Yeah. Okay, hey, look, we got to take a break. Thanks, Mark. And by the way, Mark has Sovereign Minds on this station on Sunday mornings. Okay.
Our whole show is based on reporting this stuff that the mainstream media won't touch.
Yeah. All right. We got to take a break here, guys. Okay, thanks a lot, Mark. All right, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Mighty Fine Foods, locally owned and operated by father and son team, Ed and Kyle DeFore. It's like the largest convenience store in the world. But I tell you what, absolutely clean, full deli, full butcher shop. They can meet or beat any meat prices in town. Over 1,000 different drinks, including almost 300 different kinds of beer. Yes, 300 separate different kinds of beer. All of this at Mighty Fine Foods. It's your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. You can have breakfast, lunch, and dinner there. They've got it all. Mighty Fine Foods on the corner of 299 and Deschutes. We'll be right back with Dane Wigginton and talking about geoengineering.
It's buzzing with bees in Palisadro for the 36th annual Honey Bee Festival. Next weekend in Palisadro at Bishop Quinn Catholic Center. It's a family-friendly event featuring local entertainment, a vintage tractor parade, the American Honey Queen, local beekeepers, the famous live bee beard, a kids' fun center, face painting, pony rides, pancake breakfast will be held both mornings from 8 to 10:30 a.m., and tons of other family events. Over 90 vendors featuring food, arts, and crafts. Don't miss the Honey Bee Festival next weekend in Palisadro at the Bishop Quinn Catholic Center. For more information, go to PalisadroHoneyBeeFestival.com or call 941-1558 for details. Don't miss the buzz.
That's next weekend, September 10th and 11th. The Family Fun starts at 8 a.m.
On Saturday, September 10th, bring your family to the fair, the annual Orchard Nutrition Center Health Fair.
Hi, my name is Chad David here at Orchard Nutrition Center. We've been holding our annual health fair for several years now. Our goal is to show the community what's out there for organic, GMO-free, natural, show what vendors are actually local to Shasta County, Trinity County.
You'll have an opportunity to sample some of the Orchard Nutrition Center products and talk directly to vendors. Enjoy great food from the barbecue, including chicken and sausage from Smart Chicken, beef from Hat Creek Grown, and the always delicious Orchard Pizza. Entertainment from blues guitar singer Jimmy Limo, and plenty of fun for the kids, including a reptile party, raffles, and much more. The annual Orchard Nutrition Center Health Fair, Saturday, September 10th, at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Reading. For more information, visit them on Facebook or online at orchardnutrition.com. Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Is there anything more relaxing on a warm summer day than your patio? Budget Blinds is locally owned and operated and knows how to make your outdoor space in our area as comfortable as possible. Jerry and the whole Budget Blinds staff offers proper installation of patio shades and exterior window coverings, including solar shades, which can help you save on costly energy bills. Budget Blinds Reading Red Bluff also offers a variety of breathable fabrics and exterior window coverings, including window screens. Don't wait any longer. Give your patio or porch an upgrade with stylish, sturdy patio window coverings. Enjoy shades that gently filter passing breezes while perfectly complementing your outdoor theme. You'll relax on your patio or porch knowing you've got the perfect fit and highest quality service.
My goal for our customer here at Budget Blinds is when we walk out of the house, it's nicer than it was when we walked in. The customer got exactly what they wanted. If you're in need of custom window covering, give Budget Blinds a call today, 226-9027, or visit us on the web, budgetblinds.com.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
Good morning and welcome back to our morning show here. Very looking forward. We are talking some serious matter here. We're going to get to the phones in a second. Got to give some love to our sponsors, Dandelion, located at 1322 Pine Street. Lots of gifts for that hard-to-find friend, as well as designer brands from Brighton to miss me. Also, beautiful candles and home decor. Brighton, their new expanded store on Pine Street. See you there. Let's go back to the phones. Well, and let's, our topic for if you're just tuning in these last 10 minutes of the show
is Dane Wigginton. We're talking geoengineering. Hey, by the way, tomorrow Haven Humane is going to be joining us along with a few other people that's going on. But let's go back to Dane. Dane, you know, you've got Mark Kent who is saying, you know, even something bigger than this is the fact that, you know, blackouts on things the media doesn't want you to see or very little coverage of things they don't want you to see that doesn't meet their designs. And I'll tell you what, I take umbrage at the part about the DOD, but I will go take a look at the stuff you sent me, and I'll go look at those planes. And again, I go back into the fact that it's, you know, for 70 years and not, you've got one person that's come forward, and I mean, we can use the excuse that, oh, well, you know what, you know, you could get in trouble for it, but, you know, I just can't help but think somebody that understands this would say, well, you know what? Here's a selfie with me and the with all the tanks inside when we're spraying, and here's the trucks that's coming in and all that kind of stuff.
We know everybody's being monitored, Carl, and I want to say this about the DOD. Just, you know, in support of you know what you've done, what you've given to the country, my greatest hope lies in our military brothers and sisters, in that they will wake up to what they're being used for, what they're participating in, at the bad advice of scientists who seem to think the Earth is their physics lab. And I'm communicating with a former Air Force general who contacted me, who I could probably arrange a conversation with you, Carl, if
love
you wanted.
To. Love
he won't
to.
Go on the air. He'll talk to you off the air.
That's fine.
But you can look it up and see who he is. A former Army major general communicating with him as well. They didn't know this was going on. So my hope lies in the military that they will wake up to what they're being used for, that it's doing unimaginable harm. There is no benevolence in these programs, and that's where my greatest hope lies.
Okay, let's go to the phones. Terry, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, a couple quick things. One is, I mean, the comment of, well, the Record Searchlight owns the paper, they can do what they want. Well, if that's the case, then the news can do whatever they want, and they have no responsibility and no accountability to the people who buy their product, listen to their product, and also no credibility, number one. I love you, Carl, but to make a statement like that, well, they can do whatever they want.
But then the other point of it is then nobody, if people believe that, they're not going to buy the paper, they're not going to advertise in the paper, they're not going to buy time on the radio, on the TV stations.
What's going to happen. Yeah. The other thing I wanted to make a quick comment on was that, you know, you're talking about how, you know, how come none of these people from the military come forward? I know people that are in business and people that are in the media that will not say things they really truly believe in their heart because they're afraid of losing business or offending someone that they're having martinis with. And if that's the situation, then how much more fearful would it be if that's the only thing that keeps them from telling the truth? How much more fearful would it be for a young man or young woman to lose their pension, to be discharged maybe, or to even basically have their life threatened and their future threatened? So, and not only that, they may not even know the full truth. You're trying to say that everybody that does this work knows the full truth of what the military is doing? I mean, really and truly, we ought to have maybe a program on naivety. I think that's something that would really help.
Well, I think that would be a good point. I think that if you really truly believe that out of hundreds of thousands of people that have been involved with this, nobody said anything, there is a certain naivety there, Terry.
There is. There's that, and also
on your side.
Well, the problem is that if people are putting themselves in a position to where they may feel that their livelihood is threatened, I mean, you have that in the business community where people may not say something that they believe or really would say because they're afraid of that. How much more would you be afraid if you felt that your life and limb was threatened?
Well, I just know after 30 years in the military that things that are wrong, that you don't do them, and that you're protected under that, under the UCMJ. You're doing things that are illegal or that you don't want to do. And, I go back to the fact that I'm not saying, because I haven't looked at all the other evidence here, I'm just saying from my point of view is that hundreds of thousands of people, millions of tons of stuff that's being moved around and not, you know, and no – you know, group of photos, there's no group of people standing up, you know, that,
Carl,
that right there. Anyway.
KC-135 pilot face-to-face. Face-to-face.
Uh-huh.
He didn't have any idea what he was doing up there. When he went back to ask questions, the last I heard from him, he was medicated behind a desk. Anybody who thinks everybody's being monitored, we all know that. There's no secret about that. And anybody who thinks you can just walk up, grab a media microphone and start singing like a canary is really not looking at reality. And I'm sending you right now, Carl, hope you share it with your listeners, a copy of the illegal federal gag order on all National Weather Service and all NOAA employees. The military non-disclosure orders are much more draconian. And bottom line is to think that people are going to line up to sing to be a whistleblower is ridiculous at this point. I mean, you know, we don't know what happens to them. We don't know how many might have tried already, Carl, and didn't make it very far.
Okay. We're here with Dane Wigginton, and we're talking geoengineering. And the one thing that they said that I think everybody's agreeing on here is that there seems to be a lot more materials like aluminum and like this in the atmosphere and in the snow that they're finding, and there's hard to explain how it gets there. Is this true?
You know what? There's no speculation on that. We have peer-reviewed study from whales to bees. Literally, you can look up either one of those. They're packed full of aluminum. Bees have so much aluminum in them, they're exhibiting symptoms of Alzheimer's and dementia. We have the lab test to prove this is coming down in the air column, to prove we're breathing it, and we know local agencies are hiding it. I know personally because I've been in a meeting with Redding Environmental Waste, shown the test in the Sacramento River with massive spikes of aluminum they couldn't explain and have never disclosed, and now legal action is turning to force that disclosure.
Okay, the aluminum, it's, okay, just there's just no other explanation how it could be there. How about wind?
No.
How
Quite
about, is aluminum, aluminum's in dust and everything? I mean, it's one of the most prevalent.
It does not exist in the environment in free form, Carl. It doesn't exist. It's always bonded to other elements, period. And we know from CARB studies, California Air Resources Board, it's not blowing over from China, as a lot of people want to think. It's the primary element named in numerous geoengineering patents. And again, people can see the world's most recognized geoengineer stating on the record their goal of putting 20 million tons of aluminum in the atmosphere. Why aluminum? Because it's reflective. And their goal, the purpose of all these programs, is to try to block some of the sun's incoming thermal radiation, to block the heat. But the downstream effects are so horrific that the consequences far outweigh any perceived benefit. But there's too many people making too much money off these programs at this point, and the only way we're going to stop them is by waking up our military brothers and sisters. So that's my opinion.
Okay, we're here with Dane Wigginton. Dane, what again is the website?
Geoengineeringwatch.org. We don't sell anything, non-political, just a data repository.
And in there you can find all these studies that you've been talking about.
Just sent you a full section. Yes, everything's there. And just sent you a full section of spray videos, Carl, including KC-10s, KC-135, C-17s. People can see this with their own eyes.
And where you got them from, right?
Carl, wherever our source is, does it matter at that point? If the video is a film of the crime happening, does
it
really matter?
Yeah, it would be nice to know where it came from.
Well, some of these people I don't think want to know where it came from for the reasons we've all just discussed. But the film footage is there, and I think at that point it's irrelevant.
I'll take a look at the film footage, Dane.
Please.
Okay. Hey, buddy, thanks for coming on.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you for giving this issue a voice.
Well, you know what? It's the fact is that there's a lot of people out there that's interested in this, and we've got to be able to listen to all points of view. And even though I may not agree with you on where the military is on this, I think that this is important enough that people should be able to hear both sides so they can make up their mind on it and at least be able to go and check out things on websites. So
they
thanks a lot
make
for
their
coming
mind based
on
actual data, actual research. Yes.
Okay, buddy. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, girl.
You bet. Tomorrow, Haven Humane's coming on, and my buddy, Mark Story, talking about everything that's going on with dogs.
Right.
And they've got a bunch of things coming up here soon.
Right. Headlines?
Headlines. You know, right now, Speedo pulls sponsorship of Ryan Lochte. So he lost his Speedos.
Yeah.
Oh, and the last thing is, I was told that the Japanese pole vaulter has received hundreds of marriage requests since he was since he knocked the pole down.
With you know what?
This has been the best of Free Fire Radio on KCNR Shasta Redding.
I'm Rich Thomason. The presidential candidates are working this Labor Day. They're busy stumping for votes, and Ohio is hosting both Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. The Republican standard bearer and running mate Mike Pence have held a roundtable discussion with union members in Cleveland. Also in Cleveland, Democratic nominee Clinton plans a Labor Day festival with union leaders and workers. President Obama says he has no problem with 49ers quarterback Colin Kaepernick's refusal to stand during the national anthem.
He's exercising his constitutional right to make a statement. I think there's a long history of sports figures doing so.
Kaepernick's refusal to stand is a protest of what he sees as the oppression of minorities in this country. Mr. Obama says Kaepernick is highlighting some real legitimate issues that have to be talked about. From China, Mr. Obama will travel to Laos, where the president will seek help accounting for Americans still missing from the Vietnam.